With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods, local flavors.
You want to keep it real. You know the deal. Keep you up on gas. It won't be the same. Say what's his name, Clint Cole. 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 Listening to advice from a fuckboy.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned into a new episode of Advice from a Fuckboy. This is your favorite fuckboy, Clint Coley, a.k.a. the Gallus Damn Sugar, a.k.a. the People's Champion, a.k.a. James motherfucking Brown. Ladies and gentlemen, what's going on? New episode of Advice from a Fuckboy. I'm here. I'm gonna be honest. Let's just be transparent. Not having the best of days, not having a good day at all. Here's why. Today is Wednesday. As I'm recording this, you'll probably listen to this in a few days, maybe Friday, Saturday, whatever. But today is Wednesday, December 11th. Rest in peace to one of my best friends in comedy, Mr. Chris Cotton, man. We love you, bro. Thank you, man, for being my friend in comedy. Let me tell y'all something. So here's the thing. The worst thing when somebody passes is, you know, you want to tell bad story or you want to tell, you know, oh my God, this person wouldn't hurt a fly and he was such a good dude and blah, blah. Chris was an asshole, right? Chris was a dick, all right? But Chris was also my friend. Chris was my man. We started together. We drove. That when you talk about work ethic and driving and stuff like that, yo, Chris, I was the one telling, hey, Chris, we going to drive 12 hours. To go to this audition for Def Jam. This was 08. Neither one of us got it, but we drove 12 hours to Atlanta to try. You know what I'm saying? And he was always down with me. I remember we slept outside to audition for Last Comic Standing in the rain in January in New York City. So that's the kind of motherfucker I'm talking about that I got. That's my man. Rest in peace. All right. Real quick, before we get into the topics, the first thing I want to talk about is, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget, live podcast, December 30th, we're going to be in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, last live podcast of the year, got to be in my hometown. Tickets are $10, if you want to get your tickets, man, click the details of this, or just figure, you know how to get fucking tickets. We're at the World Cafe Live, December 30th, Washington, D.C., I'm doing stand-up at the Draft House Comedy Theater for a weekend. December 27th and December 28th. Again, Washington, D.C. I'm recording my next comedy album right there. 4 shows, 7 and 9 each night, Friday and Saturday, December 27th and December 28th. Go grab your tickets for that. And then last but not least, if you want to grab some gear, Advice from a Fuckboy gear, you know, you can always click the link in the details or be like, yo, Clint, I want a fucking hoodie. Where can I purchase one? That's plain and simple. Also, we just hit 10,000 followers on the Advice from a Fuckboy Instagram, ladies and gentlemen. Just hit 10,000 followers, man. 10,000. Thank you. Appreciate you. All right, let's talk. All right, I don't want to hear me keep talking about making announcements and shit. Let's talk. All right, here we go. So, I normally don't start a podcast with Ask Clint, but a guy wrote into me, and I'm not gonna say his name, and I'm not gonna say verbatim what he said because his ex listens to this podcast. Basically, what he told me was, he says, Clint, I fucked up. He says, Clint, I fucked up. I need your help getting my girl back. Clint, I need your help getting my girl back. So him and I had a dialogue via DM. And he's asking me, how to get his girl back. And I'm asking him questions. What did you do? What did you do? Now, I already know what I'm dealing with, right? Because you can tell when a guy says what happened, you can tell what kind of space he's in if he wants his girl back or not. And he's being honest with me and he's being honest with himself. He said, Clint, there were multiple things that I've done in my relationship to where my lady now no longer wants to be with me. Ah, so the nigga's mature. Let's start there. Good for you, my brother. All right. Now I'm asking him, what were the actions that you were doing or what were the things that you were exhibiting that your girl no longer wants to be with you? He was very transparent. He talked about money. He said he ain't have it. All right. And he said it's not that his girl is upset that he didn't have it. His girl is upset that he didn't have the drive to go get it. So I'm like, okay, all right, we on the roll, bro. I asked him what else. He talked about their sex life. I said, what's wrong with it? He said, man, Clint, you know, there's days I got it and there's days I don't got it. Okay, cool. And then I asked him the last thing, like, what else? Give me, and he said, the last thing was, my girl didn't trust me anymore. Now, she didn't trust him. Not on some cheating shit. She didn't trust him, like, financially. She didn't trust him emotionally. She didn't trust him mentally. So now, think about this. He ain't cheating, but you don't trust your man to make sound decisions financially. You don't trust your man to tell you about your day because he, you know, for whatever reason. And you don't trust, like, that's a lot. Can he get her back? I said, you said you didn't want me to say your name. Hey, Travis. Travis. Hey, what's up, brother? I'm talking to you. Travis, here we go, bro. You're going to get your girl back. You're going to get your girl back. You're going to get your girl back because I'm going to help you. All right? Now, let's start with this. I saw a meme today. This is the meme, by the way. I'm showing it on camera just so you know I'm not lying. This is the meme. It says, if a woman likes you, she'll put up with anything you come at her with. And then a girl responded, we not doing this no more. First of all, I read the attitude in her voice. I read the attitude in her voice. She said, we not doing this no more. So, Travis, no more bullshit. No more bullshit. We're going to start off with problem number one, Travis. All right? You said your issues is financial. All right? Now, I'm going to be honest. I wasn't always the best with capital either. So I can't give you financial advice, but what I can say is that your girlfriend or your woman or your whoever she is has to be able to trust you financially so you'll be able to make, she has to be able to trust you financially that you'll make sound decisions with money. There's nothing worse than not knowing if the light bill is paid. There's nothing worse because you know what's going to happen? When a woman feels like she can't depend on the man, it's like, well, fuck it. I'll do it. And then when it's fuck it, I'll do it. Now she don't need you. And now she don't respect you. Bottom line. She didn't grow up with the lights off. She didn't grow up with her dad not taking care of what he's doing. So you nigga, you have no room for error for that. You better figure that shit out. Fellas, your girl is not, your girl, you can't be that guy with your girl. Your girl can't, it's not even about how much money you make, it's how you manage it. And your girl gotta be able to believe that the shit gonna be all right. Oh, babe, we going through a rough time right now. Women understand that. See, that's the problem. Men, we so blinded And we be thinking in our heads, like, oh man, like a woman, like women want us for money. It's like, no, it's not that she wants us for money. The fact of the matter, she just wants to know we're going to be okay. Women understand a tough financial time. What they don't understand is a nigga who ain't going out there trying to get it. That's what they don't understand. Fellas, look, women think, you think women is about money. It's not about how much money you make or what you don't make. It's okay, we're going to play role play. I'm the girl. You my man. I don't give a fuck how much money I make. Right? Bottom line is this. Look, you are my husband. I am your wife. Yes, I have money. Yes, I have my own. Yes, yes, yes. I may make more money than you, but are you managing the money properly? Not only that, though, bro, you said we're going through a rough time. I understand that. What the fuck are you doing to change that? What the fuck are you doing? When financial crisis hits the house, women aren't... The first thing is, let me talk to my husband. What are we doing?
It is Ryan Seacrest here. Everybody needs some variety in life. That's what I love about Chumba Casino. They know how to keep things fresh and exciting. All their games are free to play, like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire. You can claim free daily login bonuses, too. And they release new games every week. So spice things up with ChumbaCasino.com now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you, from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
What are we doing? What we doing? Babe, what we doing? You don't have a plan? This is why women like plans on dates. If a nigga can plan a date, Y'all don't hear me though. Again, women, y'all think women want you for money, and that's not it. Some women do. But it's not about money. It's how do you act when you have it? And how do you respond when you don't? What the fuck? That's Chris Cotton right there. Chris Cotton was married. Chris Cotton is on the podcast right now. He's here. Look, that was profound. You want me to say that again? Should I say that again? I got to say that again? Percy Jones, Percy know what I'm talking about. Do I got to say it again? I'm going to say it again. It's not that women want you for money. It's not that women want to know. How do you act when you got it? And how do you respond when you don't have it? When our back's against the wall, you know, when our back's against the wall, things happen. When our back's against the wall, do you got a plan to get us out? That's what, think about when you think about presidents. Think about presidents. When you think of a leader and you think of somebody you're looking to run the country or whatever, it ain't about how you, it's not about what's happening when the country is doing well. It's what the fuck is happening when we're in crisis. You know? Listen, tell you a true story. All right. My mom makes more money than Mr. Freddie. Mr. Freddie was out of work for about 9 months. And the reason why Mr. Freddie was out of work for 9 months, because he had hurt his back. And my mom was taking care of the house. She was taking care of the house, taking care of the house, making sure everything was great. Mind you, I'm not there, you know what I'm saying? But she's taking care of everything. Mr. Fetty got okay again. And that nigga, he went, now you talking about a nigga who went to work. That nigga was, you know, Mr. Freddy is a, like, so what Mr. Freddy does for them, he works for the union with Verizon. But also, that motherfucker's a handy-ass man. Like, I will give Mr. Freddy so much compliments for this. Mr. Freddy got on, that nigga worked overtime. That motherfucker was painting houses. That motherfucker was putting in sheetrock. That motherfucker was, he was using the skills he had to make extra money to make sure that he paid my mom back and let her know he appreciated my mom for doing what she did when he couldn't take care of himself. That's a grown man right there, Mr. Freddy. You earned my respect that day. You earned my respect, Mr. Freddy. I don't gotta like you. I do like him, by the way. But that's the day Mr. Freddy earned my respect. And not to say that he didn't already have it. You know, my mom, you know, if you date my mom, I got a certain level of respect for you. But that, I said, that's what a real fucking man does. So, bro, Travis. So now, when you're trying to get your girl back, right? You can't say what you're going to do. Motherfucker, she got to see you doing it. I'm going to say this one more time, Travis. I'm going to look in the camera when I'm telling you this. You can't say what you're going to do. You got to do it. Does that make sense? Does that make sense? You have to. Women, when they turned off by you, they tired of hearing the shit now. I'm a change, baby. I'm getting better. They tired of hearing that shit. They don't want that. That's done. That ain't going to work no more. That's not going to work no more. Nigga, you got to be a verb. You gotta be full of action. You gotta come with it. You need to be coming with, you have to come the fuck with it. So, she doesn't think that financially you're doing well. Okay. Figure out some ways to show her I'm doing better with financial literacy. So let's just say y'all friends. So the first way to get your girl back, you gotta be a friend again. You gotta get her to like you again. She gotta like you again. That's not easy to get a girl to like you again. I've done it. I'm letting you know that now. But you gotta get her to like you again. How do you get her to like you again? So let's just say hypothetically during a conversation, y'all talking, and you say something that lets her know you're not being financially childish anymore. Something that like, okay, like prime example, like, oh, y'all talking, oh, yeah, me and you, baby, one-on-one, you know, don't ask why I said that, we, you know, but you talking, and you're like, man, I really want to go to this joint with me and my boys, man, but I'm going to be honest right now, I ain't got it, and I need to tell them I ain't got it, not this, you know, something like that. Oh, you don't have it, do you? And see, the thing is, a lot of niggas be like, yo, you ain't got it don't mean you don't got it. That's the problem. You ain't got it just means you ain't got it for that. You know, like, you know, I go to the store, something tell me it's $80. Like, I got $80. I just don't got $80 for that shit. And that's okay to admit that. But you got to start showing her these things, bro. Women, at a certain point, women get tired of hearing that you changed. Oh, really? You ever, like, fellas, you ever try to get your girl back and you tell her you changed and she keep asking you a bunch of questions? How? Why? 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 Women love asking why. That's a woman's favorite line, a word. Why? Women love why. That's their favorite question. Oh, you was thinking about me? Why? Oh, you had a dream about me? Why? Oh, we was, why? Like, yo, nigga. You want to take me out? Why? Why you want to take me out? Like, women love why, dog. But see, now when they ask why, you got a legit answer. Now you got a legit answer. Women want to know what's changed. As my girl Sweet T says, what's changed? What makes you different? What are you doing different? Bro, you going to counseling? Travis, you going to counseling? Travis, go to counseling, bro. by yourself, you may find out you have some traumas in your life you didn't address. Women think addressing traumas is sexy. Women think address, not think, it is sexy. Addressing what's been going on in your life. Yes. Take your ass to therapy. Figure this shit out. Why do you spend so much money? It may be, you know. Yeah. Go to therapy. Go to therapy, my bro. All right? That's important. Go to therapy. Go figure some shit out. Because you ain't no good to her if you ain't good to yourself. You know? I mean, what the fuck do I know? You know, I just go to therapy. You know, but you do what you want. You do what you want. Yeah. Second thing I'm gonna address with my man. He says that, you know, I think what was the second one he said? He said it was financial. Sex. They're having sex issues. Bro, I'm going to tell you this right now. Women don't get wet when there's issues in your relationship. Fellas, you ever try to have sex with a girl, she's really mad at you? Unless she's like into that kind of angry sex shit. Most of the time, niggas, they turned off. A lot of women be turned off. You know, like, ew. Like, your dick pic don't mean nothing no more. You know? I had a girl I was talking to. She would always say, show me your dick. We were dating. She'd be like, yo, show me your dick. I'd be at a show. Hey, Clint, show me your dick. Hey, Clint, you doing this? Show me your dick. And then when she didn't like me no more, she didn't want me to show her my dick. She didn't want me to show her my dick. Now my dick is ugly. Now I want to see your dick. Ew. All right? I don't think that y'all problems is sex. I don't think y'all probably have bad sex. I think you're having obligation sex. That's the worst kind of sex. The worst kind of sex is obligation sex. There's nothing worse than when a woman fucking you because she feel like, all right, I mean, shit, he here, I'm here. Bro, there's nothing worse than, there's nothing worse than I might as well sex. See, guys, we don't think like that. We always want pussy. And that's why women be getting away with shit. Literally, a woman can do some dumb shit and think pussy is the answer. And it is. A lot of you niggas take it. You mad at me, baby? Here, take this. Women don't want dick when they mad. By a round of applause, or women who watching me live right now. If you're watching me live right now, how many women don't want dick when they're upset with their partner? I want to know. Because I know a few. Don't touch me. Don't touch me. Don't touch me. If you're watching this on YouTube, don't touch me. My nigga, don't touch me. Women hate that. Nothing worse than that. Sex doesn't help at all. That's crazy. Whereas fellas listening, how many of y'all still want pussy when you mad at your lady? Yo, there's been times I've been heated. Yo, I never forget. I was heated with my one chick, right? I was heated with her. She comes in the house late at night with her girlfriends. I'm talking, it's like 4 o'clock in the morning. They laughing. Hey, bitch, fuck it up. You mad at her. Now imagine you mad. You upstairs, you steaming. And these bitches come in the house at like 4 o'clock in the morning. Talk about some fuck it up, fuck it up, fuck it up, fuck it up, fuck it up. And they all drunk. and you mad. You already mad at her before she got drunk. Now she drunk. Now you really pissed off. Hey, bitch, fuck it up. Fuck it up. Nigga, she came upstairs, ass naked. I was sitting upstairs. In curled up in the ball, mad as fuck. She walked in there, ass naked, and said, "Clint, take off your fucking pants. I want to suck your dick." And I was like, I was heated with this chick. She come upstairs naked. And then now, you know? And it was so easy. And like, fellas, we got to start sticking to our guns. Fellas, we got to stick to our guns, man. If you mad at this chick, man, fuck her. Nah. Yeah, if you mad, nah, fuck that. We don't stand our ground. We don't stand our ground at all. Got to start standing our ground, fellas. A nigga on live said, nigga on live gonna tell me, he said, y'all tripping, I'll be standing my ground. You don't stand your ground. You don't stand your ground. Get the fuck out of here. So somebody just said, is it temporary or are you still mad at me? Yes, I'm still mad. I don't know. Good pussy really does give me a little bit of clarity. Like, good pussy does give me a little bit of clarity. I ain't gonna lie to you. Like, I get some nice yams. I got some clarity. Somebody just asked me what happened to Rich. Why am I a one-man wrecking crew or one-man team? Rich actually has a startup that he was focused on, and Rich had other endeavors that he is currently doing, and we are proud of him. We he got a startup. Black man with a startup, with a tech startup. That motherfucker is in tech. So, yeah, we support that over here. Anyway, I don't be standing my ground, man, at all. I don't stand my ground at all. Anytime a woman mad at me, man, she throw that pussy at me. But we got to do better with that. But what I'm saying is, Travis, I don't think y'all having sexual issues because your girl, because y'all can't fuck no more.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. If you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. Choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you. From pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
You know what I'm saying? I think that the issue is, she's not happy. So if she ain't happy, what's the point in getting wet? When women ain't happy, women be the happy. The wettest women be the happiest women. When you go in that pussy, you be like, oh, this shit is wet. This shit is amazing. It's because she's happy with you or whatever. If a woman don't like you no more, it's over. So yeah, man, don't be out here trying to fuck when you fucking up. All right, fellas, let's not try to fuck. Women can do that. Dick don't make women feel better. Dick don't make women say, oh, you know what, I forgive this nigga. It don't. I'm saying when she really mad. I'm not talking about when she like fake mad. When a woman is really mad at you, like when a woman find out you insecure and you get mad about who the fuck is Brent, and Brent really is like your gay homeboy, but he mad as shit Now she turned off. Now she turned off. Now she hates you. You know what I mean? And now she don't get wet. I've never wet a woman get wet with me and she's like, oh, Clint, we had a good day. No. That's why I told y'all vagina is undefeated. A woman could legitimately have beat you. A woman could have cussed your mother out and call your mom a bitch. And a woman will send you a nude and be like, you still mad? And our dumb ass be like, no, we not mad. All right. And the third way my man is trying to get back with his girl is, or he said she's issue is that she don't trust him no more. Now, here's my thing, bro. Travis, she doesn't trust you. Trust is something that has to be built over time. Let me ask you this. Like, guys who, if you want to get your girl back, do you really want to get your girl back or do you just miss her right now? You need to think about that. You need to think about that. Fellas, any guy who's with a chick or not with a chick, the question is, do you really want her back? Do you really miss her or do you miss what y'all had? You know what I'm saying? So my thing is, I think a lot of times guys, we try to get back with women and we want them back. But it's like, it's not that we want them back. It's the fact that we miss what we had. But do I miss you? And is my missing you? Like there's nothing worse than when you're dealing with somebody, you stop talking to them, then you start dealing with them again. And then you realize, now I remember why I stopped fucking with you in the first place. You know, my homegirl Lex says, he misses the stability that she provided. Because people hate starting over. Who likes starting over with new people? Shit is annoying. Ladies hate breaking in new dick. Oh. So, bro, I think you got a chance for that reason and that reason alone. Women hate breaking in new dick. Why do I want new dick? Not to say that they don't like. I'm just saying, like, a lot of women hate breaking in new dick. Oh, I gotta teach this nigga what I like. Oh, I gotta add another number to my body count. Now he's number 72. The girls stop like, nigga, 72. I have 72 dicks. If you did, it's not a bad thing. Whatever. But seriously. Somebody says, nah, new dick is good. I mean, for you. But I'm saying, you know, overall, a lot of women don't like new dick. A lot of women don't like. I can honestly say there's probably been like 10, 20 women who didn't fuck me just because they was not trying to add another dick to their body count. I'm 99% sure of that. Clint, you'd have got this pussy, but I can't. I never get a girl told me she couldn't have, it was like a one night stand thing. She was like, oh, I want it, but I can't go out like that. Like, you at least got to buy me lunch or something. Now I do, I'll buy you lunch if it make you feel better. But no, seriously, all jokes aside. A lot of women don't like adding dicks. Like, there's nothing like. Right? So, bro, you got a chance. You just have to, again, you got to figure out, is this what you want or is this just something temporary? It's temporary. I want you to think about that. I want you to pray whoever you pray for. I want you to meditate on it. I want you to be diligent in saying to yourself, all right, yo, like maybe this is just how I feel right now. But if you really want to be back with her, bro, you know what to do to get her. I hate when niggas act like that. You know exactly what to do to get your girl back. You know exactly what to do. You just got to whatever, whether you're going to do it or not. Instead of saying it, you just do it. So, man. You know, girls be thinking guys don't be taking breakups hard, man. I be, fuck, man. If I lose like one of the chicks on my roster to a boyfriend, like I'm hurt. I liked you. You know? I liked you. Like when a girl on my roster gets a boyfriend, I'm devastated. Life is not the same for me anymore. You know? Now I gotta replace you. I gotta have try. Yeah. Seriously, ladies, you ever have a guy in your dick rotation get a girlfriend? And then you know it's crazy when a girl on my roster gets a boyfriend. Like, you know, I don't say shit. I don't say shit like I hope, I wish. No, I don't wish you the best. I hope this. Yo, you know what my favorite kind of pussy is, y'all? My favorite kind of pussy is you had a boyfriend for like 8 months and then y'all broke up and then you come back to me. That's my favorite kind of pussy. My favorite type of pussy is Voyage to Atlantis pussy. See, you youngins don't know about that. Voyage to Atlantis pussy. I'll always come back to you. Yeah. Y'all don't know. All right. I'm sorry. Yeah, I made an Ozzy brother reference. I made an Ozzy's brother reference. Anyway, I love come back to me pussy. Come back to me, begging you please. Anyway, Janet Jackson reference. I love come back to me. Listen, fellas, think about it. She's on your roster. She doesn't want to be, she knows she's one of six or seven, right? But then she gets a boyfriend. You like, fuck, damn. Damn, I mean, I know I didn't want to be her boyfriend, but she went and got a boyfriend. Then you see the boyfriend. It's like a nigga, like, first of all, whoever, like, be fucking with me, and then you don't want to be, like, just like a chick, you start, okay, women that fuck with me, that say I be playing games, right? Women that fuck with me, that say I be playing games, end up getting a boyfriend that look like, he look like fucking, it always be like a nigga who wears Skechers or some shit. A nigga who wears chaps. Ain't nothing worse than a nigga who wears chaps. Because chaps stand for coulda had a polo shirt. Chaps by Ralph Lauren is not polo. I hate that. Coulda had a polo shirt. C-H-A-P-S. Coulda had a polo shirt. Women that stop fucking with me always start fucking with a nigga that wear U.S. Polo Association. Women that fuck with me always end up fucking with a nigga who wears South Pole. Like, first of all, somebody said Cherry 531 says on a roster, I would never. These men. Let me tell you something. If you don't have a boyfriend and you're dealing with a guy, you're one of many chicks. Just get used to it. Just like I know I'm one of many niggas.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you, from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
I don't care. You shouldn't care. Mind your business. But the point I'm making is, when a girl on my roster gets a boyfriend, I'm devastated. But when they come back and they say they man ain't treat them right, I said, I knew it, baby. I knew it. You need somebody that's going to treat you right. It ain't me, but I'll treat you right tonight. Listen, you be dealing with niggas who don't do basic things. You be dealing with niggas who don't do basic things. I've had this conversation on this podcast before. You got a man laying in your bed. No, okay, real quick. So, Cuddy talks about getting money out of men and stuff, right? That's cool. Ladies, you shouldn't be fucking, I told you, you shouldn't be fucking men that can't do certain things for you. Why is your car note behind and you got a nigga laying in your bed? Why can't you pay your car note and there's a grown ass man laying in your bed? Something ain't right. I'm not saying he gotta pay it, but I'm saying like, if there's a girl I'm fucking, I'm in her bed. She ain't in mine. I'm in her bed. I'm over her crib. I'm eating her cereal. I'm smelling her. You know what I mean? And I'm fucking. What you mean your car note is behind? There's no excuse for that. I mean, I'm just saying, like, and niggas like, no, I'm just dropping off dick. Nah, dog. Ladies, if I'm fucking you, the least I can do is take out your trash. That's the least I can do. You shouldn't have to ask no nigga you fucking to take out your trash. Come on. I'm laying in your bed. What's the name of her book? It's called The M in Man is for Money. The M in Man is for Money by Passport Cuddy. But I'm just saying, look, I'm not even trying to get women on. I'm just saying, just like ladies, if you laying in my bed, there's certain things I expect from you. If a woman is laying in my bed, you are responsible. Let's say you're laying in my bed 1 out of 7 days. I mean, not one, 3 out of 7 days. One of them days, you should be Postmating me some food. Or you should be the one on Uber Eats, or you should be the one grabbing food. If you come into my house, at least feed me. If you're gonna fuck me, feed me. You know? If you're a woman and you're in my bed, at least make me a turkey sandwich. I'm putting dick down. I'm wiping you off. I'm taking care of you. Like, you need, you know? And if I'm laying in your bed, there's certain things you don't have to do. You don't take out no trash. That's my job. Oh, your cable, I never forget. This was when I was like 24. I was messing with my old head chick at the time. She's like 37, all right? I'm 24, she 37. I'm going over her house, laying dick down, day after day. This is me, Clint Coley, laying the dick down. This is your pussy right here, laying the dick down. That was me. And then one day, I came over and I was like, I was trying to watch TV. And her internet was off. The internet and the cable was off. The cable, the whole package was off. I said, how much is the bill? She says, I just didn't get around to paying it. I was like, oh, yo, how much is it? She said, it's $145. Nigga, I paid that for the woman. I'm coming over her house every day watching her TV, fucking just like this. Because this is my hand, and this was her pussy, and this is my penis, and I was beating it up. I'm beating it up. Left. Like, if there was a commentator while I was fucking, it's like, oh, Clint's giving her with a left. Oh, left stroke. Right. And a left. And a right. And a left. Down goes Brittany. I'm drunk. hilarious. I don't care anybody say, nigga, can you imagine if a commentator was listening to you while he was watching you while he was fucking?
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. Life comes at you fast, which is why it's important to find some time to relax. A little you time. Enter Chumba Casino. With no download required, you can jump on anytime, anywhere for the chance to redeem some serious prizes. So treat yourself with Chumba Casino and play over 100 online casino-style games, all for free. Go to ChumbaCasino.com to collect your free welcome bonus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you, from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
Let's get ready to rumble. Fucking is like boxing. Nigga, this is amazing. Rest in peace, Chris Cotton. Oh, he hit it with a left and a right. Oh. Okay. Down goes Brittany. I'm not fucking anybody named Brittany right now, by the way. Brittany is just a generic name. Because if I use a real name of a girl that I'm really fucking, then y'all can be like, oh shit, he's fucking her. And I'm be like, mind your business. Because I don't kiss and tell. Feel me? Anyway, so back to what I was saying. Fellas, you know, let's start doing better. And let's start making sure that we're doing things for women that we're fucking. If you at her house, bottom line, you know? So, yeah. All right, so got to do an ask, Clint. I need your drink. Hey, what I'm drinking is Tullamore Dew and Coke, all right? Tullamore Dew. Ladies and gentlemen, Tullamore Dew. Tullamore Dew. It's Irish whiskey. Yes, Tullamore Dew will be paying me for this too, by the way. Fucking right. I'm giving out free game on Tullamore Dew. Fuck all that. All right. I have it as Clint. And I want to share it with y'all. And I want to know what y'all think. All right. And then, well, I'm gonna say what I think, and I'm gonna get what y'all think. Wait a minute, here we go. All right, it says. Now this is pretty long. Just letting y'all know this is pretty long. What in the bougie life is that, bro or sis? Tullamore Dew is $20, and you can find it at any liquor store. Don't hit me with the oh it's expensive. $20, all right. You niggers buy Ciroc for 40. Anyway, so here we go. It says, okay, so me and this guy have been dating for about 6 months now. We have a really nice friendship, and when I'm with him, it doesn't feel like I'm with my boyfriend. It feels like I'm with my best friend. A month ago, I went through his phone while he was sleeping and caught him entertaining some girl he used to work with. Now, I was going to break up with him, but we had to talk, and since he didn't fuck her, I let it go. Now, almost every time we hang out, I need to check his phone. Sometimes I see nothing. Other times I see him trying to get up on girls on IG, whatever, right? Yesterday in particular, I was going through his phone and looking for a picture that him and I took. And the whole time he was mentioning me like he was scared to monitor me like he was scared I'd find something. Going through his camera roll, though, I saw he had recently took dick pics and videos. He didn't send them to me, so I was asking what was he doing with these fresh-ass pics. Then he says he gave me an answer. I'm sorry, this is so long. I guess my question is, I love this man. I feel like he's my person. I don't want to break up with him. But I just feel like what he's doing is so disrespectful. Last night, I offered him an open relationship, and he took it while claiming he hasn't been cheating on me. Do you think I should stick with that or just break up with him? All right. That was long as fuck. Now, Here's what I'm going to say. So, I don't think you, listen, you know this nigga's cheating on you. Like, you know he's cheating on you. He had fresh dick pics. First of all, I'm going to tell you this right now. I'm going to look at the camera when I say this. If I got to go through your phone, me and you don't need to be together. Do I need to say that again? If I got to go through your phone, you and I, me and you, are no longer an item. If I feel the need to go through your phone, all right? Oh, shit, I did fuck my fucking mic up. If I need to go through your phone, it's over. Now, sis, I don't understand why you feel like you don't want to leave him. I mean, at the end of the day, look, he's your person. That's your best friend, blah, blah, blah. Y'all could be best friends, but he want to fuck other bitches. You offer him an open relationship. What the fuck was he supposed to say? No? All right? So my thing is that if you offered him a relationship and he said no, nah, all right, I mean, you offered him an open relationship, he said sure, then leave it at that. If you know you don't want to be in an open relationship, then carry on, be out, finished, bye, au revoir, arrivederci, sayonara, how many other languages, aloha, peace. Cut him off in 2020. I don't understand why y'all don't understand that. As simple as that. So I know me, man. I'm not that guy, man. I'm not gonna sit here and put up with that shit. I'm not putting up with that, man. And you shouldn't put up with it either. Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. Somebody on live says she sounds desperate. Yeah, you sound like you don't want to not be with him. I don't need nobody that motherfucking bad. That's just the bottom line. So, there's that. So, that's all I had to say. You know? Fuck all that. You don't need to be with nobody that's going to blatantly cheat on you. It's bullshit. Anyway, the last thing I'm going to talk about today. All right, so there's an Instagram account called Buy Me Cool. All right, it's called Buy Me Cool, and basically, what you can do is you can get your partner a pillow, a customized pillow. Let me go back. All right. Anybody can get anybody a customized pillow, right? But these pillows, remember back in the day when you would make somebody a mixtape or you would make somebody a mix CD? You can literally customize a throw pillow looking like a CD or looking like a mixtape and get it for your significant other. All right. So if you want to grab one of those, go to Buy Me Cool. All right. It's on Instagram at Buy Me Cool. Trust me, this is beautiful stuff. These are really dope-ass fucking, gift concepts, man. Like, it's a dope gift concept. Like, seriously, it's called Buy Me Cool. They don't really have, but it's literally, you go to Buy Me Cool, and you could get, dope-ass fucking, you could literally customize a pillow and customize something for your lover. And get it for him. Fellas, this is the gift you need to get your chick. I'm not even bullshitting. This is the gift you need to get your chick. So, if you're watching me on live right now, all right, Buy Me Cool. This is the gift you need to get your chick. Dead ass. I think the shit dope. There's a condom company that wants to advertise with me real quick. You know what's crazy? The only way for me to be able to know their product and guarantee the product is I gotta use the condom. So anybody who wants to test out these condoms with me, ladies, we can make that happen. Let me know if you want to test these condoms. I think that I'm a great test. And let me know what you need. Anyway, that's it. Okay, don't forget, y'all, live pod. We come to the end of the podcast. What did we learn today? Listen, I learned that women ain't turned on by dick. Bottom line. If they mad at you, they mad at you. All right, real quick. Don't forget, live podcast, December 30th, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Don't forget, live podcast, Los Angeles, 1 year anniversary. That's on January 14th. And don't forget, stand up in DC, weekend, 4 shows, me by myself, no DL, nobody else, just Clint Coley. Come on through. Tickets are $20 for that for the weekend, December 27th and December 28th. Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for laughing. Don't forget, rest in peace to my boy, Chris Cotton. Yo, man, love you, bro. Chris has a son, or I don't know if it's a son or daughter. I'm sorry. But Chris has a kid due in February. And I'm going to make a promise, man, to your child, man. Every year on his birthday and on Christmas, I'm gonna give him a $50 savings bond, man. And you know, every year it's gonna mature, and hopefully your child can use that for college, man. That's my word. Love you, man. Thank you for being a brother to me. I'm gonna be a brother to you. Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for laughing. God bless. Good night.
You wanna keep it real? You know the deal. Keep you up on game. It won't be the same. Say, what's his name? Clint Coley. 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 You're listening to Advice from a Football.
How to have fun. Anytime. Anywhere. Step 1. Go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step 2. Collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step 3. Play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games. All for free?
Step 4. Unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you, from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.